In a ceremony to mark the Army Day, Lebanese President Michel Sulaiman hailed the Army as the guarantor of political partnership in Lebanon and the protector of the Constitution.
You should know that your institute is exemplary in securing human values of democracy, freedom, respect of human rights, and fighting prejudice and sectarianism.
In another part of his address, Mr. Sulaiman said the next government must work on a wide range of reforms covering the entire republic. Analysts say President Sulaiman is expected to play the role of a neutral arbiter for all sides.
The opposition, as we heard, will take the third, which is 10, and the five members of the government given to the president can present a guarantee, you know, for the opposition, let's say, and guarantee for the majority.
Lebanon's head of state further said that Israel continues to breach United Nations Security Council Resolution 1701 by violating its airspace and occupying parts of its land.
We stress that Resolution 1701 be implemented by Israel. We have given our support for this resolution after the deployment of the Lebanese army in the south to secure diplomatic methods of retrieving land. However, diplomatic measures are not the only means for this objective.
He stressed that the international resolution should be fully implemented without any added amendments. Prime Minister-designate Saad Hariri and caretaker Prime Minister Fuad Sanyura, along with House Speaker Nabih Berri, attended the ceremony to mark the 64th anniversary of the Lebanese Armed Forces. Despite receiving some military aid from several nations, notably the U.S., analysts say Lebanon's army still cannot fully defend the country against Israeli airstrikes.
We must have a strong army. Second, the army is not enough to defend the country. If we have a strong army, a strong resistance, and we open the door to all Lebanese factions, you know, to play their role in defending the country.
The commander of the Lebanese army, General Jean Kahwaji, praised the army's efforts in preserving national unity and securing the country's stability and ordered the armed forces to stay on high alert in anticipation of any Israeli aggression on Lebanon. It was expected that Lebanon would have a new cabinet during the celebration of National Army Day, but the somewhat delay of the cabinet is only one of the challenges that Lebanese factions have to face. The National Dialogue Table, which was set to discuss a national strategy of defense and therefore a means to organize the weapons of the resistance movement Hezbollah along with the somewhat vulnerable National Army, is still ongoing and is not set by any future timing. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Baabda.